This is 90.3 KAZU. I'm News Director Krista Omenzon. Researchers at CSUMB and NASA are testing a new way to help California farmers decide exactly how much water to use on their crops. It's a tool that could eventually help growers anywhere save on a precious resource. For KAZU, Vinnie Tong reports.
Anthony Pereira opens a tap to send water into the fields at his family's farm in the Central Valley town of Los Banos. Pereira grows cotton, alfalfa, and tomatoes, and he is constantly deciding how much water is the right amount to use.
Water saving is always an issue. That's why we're going drip here now on this ranch, and so we got to try to save what we can now for years to come.
To help farmers like Pereira, NASA and CSUMB, KAZU's parent institution, are developing an online tool that can estimate how much water a field might need. Here's how it works. Satellites orbiting Earth take high-resolution pictures, pictures so detailed that you can zoom into a quarter of an acre. CSU Monterey Bay scientist Forrest Melton is the lead researcher on the project.
So the satellite data is allowing us to get a measurement of how the crop is developing. We're actually measuring the fraction of the field that's covered by green growing vegetation.
Those images are combined with data they're collecting right now at a dozen California farms. In Pereira's fields, a tractor carrying tomato seedlings leads the way as farm workers nestle the plants in the dirt. Alongside them, the researchers use a drill to dig holes to put sensors underneath and around the crops. The sensors measure wind temperature, radiant energy from the sun, and how thirsty the soil may be on a given day.
Yeah, just try not to step on any seedlings. Okay. They're kind of hard to see sometimes.
Walking through the field, researcher Chris Lund is carrying equipment that will collect all that data.
Once a minute, it'll take a measurement of all the sensors that are attached to this, the soil moisture sensors, the soil water potential sensors, and in this case, this capillary lysimeter I talked about that measures how much water is going out the bottom of the system.
Using this information with the satellite images that are updated about once a week, the researchers have come up with a formula that can estimate how much water a field might need. Farmers will soon be able to access estimates for their fields online, and eventually they'll be able to use their cell phones. That means Pereira will no longer have to rely on an old-school way of deciding how much water to use.
Before it was everything was furrow irrigated or flood irrigated, and we just schedule depending on what the weather is. If it's warm, you know, we say, well, okay, we're going to try to irrigate every 2 weeks. If it's cooler, then we'll try to stretch it out another week, 10 days or so, you know, to make the water stretch out more.
The research team sees their water-saving tool as something that could be used by any farmer. At the Ames Research Center in Mountain View, NASA's Raman Namani is looking at a map of the world mounted on a wall.
You know, if you look at the map like this, there are a lot of areas that are like California that are starved for water, but we need to still produce food. So we got to figure out a way to use, you know, whatever limited water each place has to the best possible extent.
This online water-saving tool could be available to farmers around the state as soon as next year, and eventually to farmers around the world. For KAZU News, I'm Vinnie Tong.
This research project is one of several supported by a 10-year, $32 million NASA grant recently awarded to CSUMB.